Should Have Been a Cowboy. Chris Carr and Company on B105, 836. Partly cloudy. Chance of storms today with a high of 87. The storms are going to come. That'll probably be a little bit later on this afternoon, says the Weather Channel. 68 right now in Cincinnati. Well, I think we found the reason why they're splitting up, meaning the Gores, Al and Tipper. Everything looked pretty amicable until this point, and we found...
But you gotta know, 40 years of marriage, there's some reason why you would call it quits after 40 years.
Absolutely, and you think you found that reason.
I got his Match.com ad.
He's already on Match.com.
Yeah, do you want to hear him pitching himself to the ladies?
Well, to be honest, I'd rather not, but I think maybe somebody would.
Dave, check him out.
What we're dealing with is a crisis of love. I love candlelit dinners, candlelit lunches, candlelit breakfast, pretty much using candlelight anytime. I'm outdoorsy. I pretty much need you to be outdoorsy too. I've got an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Nobel Peace Prize, if you're into that. If you don't like slideshows, well, that could be a deal breaker. Do I have a carbon offset in my pocket? Or am I just glad you clicked my profile? The answer is both.
And there you have it. That's got to be the reason for the split right there.
Watch out for this carbon offset.
We'll have it up on our blog, Chris Carr and Company blog, and be able to find.
I think I'm done with him now.
Why, I thought I just saw you over there answering the ad.
Is CMN.
All right, country music news on B105. We found the reason why Willie Nelson cut off his hair. It's because it's just so blasted ugly. Maybe he finally figured it out.
I thought maybe the band was losing instruments in it.
He says it was just too much trouble. He said, I felt like I was pulling a trailer. It had gotten so long. My hair was way down below my waist. It was a problem. It was heavy. It got dirty, and I couldn't wash it because I hurt my arm playing golf.
What?
What? He says I was using a 5-wood and
that's
hit a rock.
Stat calls a tube playing golf.
He hits a lot of greens, man. That boy's been on a lot of fairways in his life. He said I was using a 5-wood and hit a rock. And when I hurt my arm, that was the last straw. Okay, dude, show us the video. It might explain things a lot better.
Really?
He said I couldn't take care of my hair by myself, and I had to have Annie, my wife, help me wash it. So there's the reason right there. His wife just said, dude,
enough.
You smell like a hemp factory. Cut it. And by the way, when she cut it, he looks like Dorothy Hamill. He looks like an old, shriveled-up Dorothy Hamill.
The Dutch boy like on the front of a paint can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Looks like a cross between Dorothy Hamill and one of those raisin commercials from back in the 80s.
Okay.
That was kind of a reach. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, on a little more serious note, we want to help out the folks down in Nashville. We know you want to help out the folks down in Nashville that were affected by the floods, and we found a pretty cool way of doing it. So this Friday on our website, got a little auction going on. How about a flyaway trip to Nashville for the June 22nd Nashville Rising concert?
All right.
We're going to throw in a little hotel stay for you there, too, right?
Cool.
How about a Carrie Underwood autographed guitar? All of these separate items now. An autographed Miranda Lambert guitar.
Hey.
2 tickets and 4 nights hotel in Nashville for the CMA Music Festival. By the way, that's coming up June 10th through the 15th. So you'll get that and just pretty much fly right out of here and go on down into 10. And there will be more stuff, too. So it's a nice way to help out the folks that were affected by the floods in Nashville, Tennessee, and around Nashville. And that's going on this Friday, B105.com. The auction will go live, and we'll talk about it between now and then as well. Get y'all geared up for it. At 840, CarryAutomotive.com traffic. What's up, man?
Well, they call it an accident. Southbound 71. This is on the left shoulder down the hill as you approach the Red Bank exit. And it's really not all that bad to go by that because it's really not drawing a lot of attention at this point. And the rest of I-71's looking a lot better. Delhi and Fairbanks, there's an accident. And they need the cavalry. Evans and River, also a fender bender. I'm Maverick with traffic on B105.
Got your forecast every 10 minutes in the morning on B105.
A mix of sun and clouds are on the way this morning, but color radar is indicating that strong thunderstorms could move our way by afternoon. The main concern, large hail, damaging winds. We're going to warm up to 87 degrees by the afternoon with a threat of more severe thunderstorms and upper 60s for the overnight, with potentially dangerous weather on the way for Thursday as well. I'm meteorologist Tony Jackson from the Weather Channel on B105.
All right, one little word. We'll get you 2,500 B105 Country Club points. That one little word coming up within 9 minutes on B105.
Wake up with Chris Carr and Company.
Our entry doors and replacement windows add security, energy efficiency, and beauty to